This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump took a victory lap at the White House on Thursday, unleashing his anger at those who tried to remove him from office. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani.
In a packed East Room, the president held up a newspaper headline reading acquitted, insisting the House impeachment charges against him were illegitimate.
We went through hell. Unfairly, did nothing wrong.
And blasting those he says did wrong, from FBI officials to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
These are the crookedest, most dishonest, dirtiest people I've ever seen.
His victory lap began at the National Prayer Breakfast, where he railed about people trying to destroy him, stunning the crowd at a normally bipartisan event, including Pelosi, who shook her head.
It was just so completely inappropriate, especially at a prayer breakfast.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the Democratic National Committee is calling for a re-canvass of the results of Monday's Iowa caucus after a key app failed to function properly during the votes. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Results slowly came out. There were technical issues. DNC Chair Tom Perez said on Twitter, enough is enough. There was a coding error. Backup phone lines for reporting the outcomes were jammed. Many were placed on hold for hours. The numbers in Iowa show Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders in a virtual tie. Iowa had been promoted as a chance for Democrats to find some clarity in a jumbled presidential field. Much of the political world now has shifted to New Hampshire and Tuesday's first-in-the-nation primary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, another record day with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials added 0.3%, while the S&P gained 0.33%. The Nasdaq rose by 2/3 of 1%. This is VOA News.